Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show. Take the Pulse of Nebraska Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, obviously what's going on in the world is not glorious right now by any stretch of the imagination, but the good thing is we get to spend a lot more time at home with our families, chilling with the kids. There's always a silver lining. All right, I've talked about this before. Doesn't mean the silver lining is better than what otherwise could be happening, but there's always a silver lining. I'm enjoying a little bit of the downtime. I'm enjoying some of the family time. I'm enjoying not having to go to 14,922 different sports every night as much as I enjoy those. I am ready for a little space, though, from the kiddos as much as I love my six children. But here's the thing. Kirk Herbstreit, and I'm recording this on Friday. Now, I don't know when Omaha World Herald is going to put this show out. You know, it might go out on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday like normal. But I saw something Kirk Herbstreit said. And I'm a fan of Kirk Herbstreit. I like Kirk Herbstreit. And I know not a lot of Husker fans feel the same way, but that's okay. All right. So here's what he said. Quote, "I'll be shocked if we have NFL football this fall. If we have college football, I'd be so surprised if that happens." End quote. It got me thinking, are we going to have football this fall? NFL, college. Obviously, the XFL is done, but that's in the spring. Now, we've never in history had a stoppage of sports like this. All right. So I started thinking, because there is a big difference between training at home on your own. And I know some strength coaches are sending out individual workouts to the players to do at home with whatever they have. But there's a big difference between doing that stuff at home, which is 1,000 times better than sitting on your butt eating potato chips, getting fatter, or getting fat. And assuming you were already fat, you'd be fatter. But if you're not fat, then you're getting fat because you're not getting better. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Anyways, I digress. The point is doing that versus working out with a strength coach. Now, right now, it's the end of March. Okay, are we going to have spring sports at all in any way, shape, or form? My son was cut from his baseball team last year. Tried out for another team, didn't make it. Tried out for another team, didn't make it. Now, he couldn't throw. So it's really hard to make a baseball team when you can't throw. And I have a feeling that's the reason he was let go from his original team. Then he ends up getting a one-on-one workout because all the other ones were group tryout sessions with the coach whose team was better than the team that originally let him go. In fact, they played Jacob's original team and 10 runned him. They're one of the top 10 teams in the entire state. And as soon as the workout was over, the coach said, "You want to come join our team?" Here's my point. Jacob has been so excited about this baseball team because he was not crazy about the previous one anyways. He wasn't disappointed at all when they let him go, to be honest with you. But he hasn't been able to play. And so for spring sports, for athletes whose senior seasons are probably over, their careers may be over. I know some, the NCAA is going to try to help them out with that. But is there going to be any spring sports? Mid-April, are we going to be able to get back to life as we know it or start to implement it? My prediction, which is a guesstimation to the best of my ability, based off what Kirk Herbstreit had to say, I'd be surprised if there is spring sports. And that breaks my heart for my son, Jacob. But you look at summer sports, those June, July sports. To me, it's 50-50. I'm hoping when mid-April rolls around, they're like, you can start getting back to your normal lives. What I think we're going to get is, nope, we're going to wait till May 1st or mid-May or something like that. So the summer sports, I think, are 50-50 for high schoolers and things of that nature. They're summer sports. You start to look at fall sports. Now, football, you don't really start practicing, if we're able to, for fall camp until around August. All right, from when this thing originally began and we started, you know, with the social distancing, it was going to be approximately 5 months or so, give or take. And I do think we'll have a football season. I honestly do. That's enough of a time, space, and between the time gap there from when this started to hopefully when we can start practicing fall football, that we'll be able to have football, NFL, college, high school, and the like. Now, my only question is the level of competition and the potential injuries. If guys haven't been training with their strength coaches, what level of competition are they going to be at? Like, the Olympics has already been canceled this summer, way in advance. Why? Because those people train for years. It takes a long time to get ready for the Olympics. They've pushed it back a year. But how about football? How long does it take to get in shape ready to play football? And I'll never forget, when I was coming back from one of my 42,000 surgeries, I asked the strength coaches, I started to work out. I was cleared from like just rehab stuff, and now I could start working out for football. I said, "Hey man, how long, like the bare minimum, how?" And I was trying to get back as soon as I could. "What's the bare minimum to try to get back and get ready to play football? How many weeks?" And he looked at me and he said, "Well, if you really want to rush it, it could be 3. Okay, ideally 4, and the longer you have, the better. You know, 6, 8, 10, 12, whatever the case may be, a full off season." He's like, "But the minimum should really be 4. If you really want to rush it, it could be 3. So hopefully around the beginning of July, at the latest, I'm hoping it's mid-April. That's everyone's goal. All right. But at the latest, hopefully around July, we will be able to start inclementing back to our normal lives. Please stay home. Please practice social distancing. You know, this is just going to keep getting pushed back. I've talked about that before as well, because July would give them about 3 or 4 weeks to get ready for camp starting in August. Those are my humble thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the silver lining that exists. Stay safe. Be smart. Let's get through this together. A very difficult time. And hopefully in the fall, we will be able to have football and life can resume as we know it. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bug.